Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. Opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are. Your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
And here we are.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
In the morning.
That's right. And on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
That's what we're doing right here, redefining the whole thing.
Is that what we're doing?
Yes. There's nothing like this anywhere else, where it's two guys in the morning talking to each other over the radio.
No, it's unheard of.
Oh, boy.
What's happening with you?
Not too much. Working, living, rocking out. Yeah, same old.
Working, living, and rocking out.
Rocking out, yeah.
That's a nice little combo. Rocking. And did you play recently?
Haven't played a gig in a while. You got one for us?
No.
Bummer.
I don't. But I would like to have one for you. A double booking would be nice.
Double booking, yeah. Here's to Jeffrey David's Blues Connection and the King Friday Band playing on a bill sometime together.
Mm-hmm. That would be fun.
What's going on with you, Big JD?
Not a heck of a lot.
No?
Just got off the phone with some telephone guy.
That's funny.
I love telemarketers. I had a little fun with Roger. Lippo handed me the phone.
I'm surprised he didn't tell you his name, did he, initially?
No, I should have asked for his number. They usually have a number.
Like an employee number?
Yeah, or? Something, some kind of an ID number. But yeah, Lippo got that on video. Is it video?
Yes.
Yeah, very nice.
My tablet. I'm
going to enjoy checking that out later.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Oh, let's head over to the poll tracker.
Poll tracker, that's an election thing, isn't it?
It sure is.
I see you have a poll tracker right there.
Yes, I do.
That sounds somewhat sexual. Illicit.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? But then again, when you take a look at these hot-looking gentlemen on the poll tracker, Gingrich and Romney and Paul, oh my.
Oh my.
Yeah, Gingrich and Romney in the lead here. And the thing about that is, I don't know if I would trust a presidential candidate with a name like Neuter Mitt. It just doesn't seem right, really, does it?
No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. Newt is, isn't that something that...
That's something homosexual too, isn't it?
Well, no, witches...
Don't they do that to when you can't have babies anymore?
What do?
They neuter you.
They newt you. I thought it was something they took an eye out of and the witches put it in the cauldron.
Maybe I'm thinking of cats. A newt is it's a little lizard type thing.
Eye of Newt. But anyway, Newt Gingrich supposedly trying to catch up with Mitt Romney in the Republic. This is to find out who the Republican candidate is.
Right. And I think it's Ron Paul should be the guy.
Everybody loves Ron Paul. Everybody can talk to.
But the media doesn't.
I don't know. Is it Windsor? But I'm telling you, the guy on the street in Windsor loves Ron Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. But the media will shut him down, not talk about him, say that he's not gaining it all in some areas, which I believe he is.
He is.
So, yeah, it's just kind of ridiculous. Mainstream media for you.
Well,
they don't want him because he's against the grain.
He's against the
grain of government.
Status quo, yeah.
Yeah.
Whereas Mitt, he's a Mormon, right? And I'll tell you, that's going to kill him in the election, whereas Newt, he's more electable. So I think that's why a lot of the Republicans are just trying to get behind the guy they think will win. But he's got so much stuff in his closet, but that's besides the point, because we have more news.
We do have more news. Let me get in a couple things. Leopard's Lounge on Saturday had dwarf tossing.
Yes, crazy.
And hundreds of people signed up for this. It's something that there's talks about banning because they feel it shouldn't be. But if you look at these dwarves in the picture and things like that, I mean, they're smiling, having fun, and they love it. They're earning a buck.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole thing. They're taking advantage of their stature, literally, and they're enjoying themselves. And this guy is making some money for his business in the city of Windsor, paying taxes and all that good stuff. I just had a sad piece of news. There was a car crash on the Riverside Drive on the weekend, and apparently a 24-year-old woman is going to be charged with drunk driving because she ended up killing the gentleman that she was driving with. He was a 21-year-old guy.
21 or 24?
She was 24, and he was 21.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
yep.
She hit a park trailer, going a little too fast with too much alcohol in her system to be driving.
Crazy, man.
That just goes to show you, don't drink and drive. Please.
Okay, what are we talking about on the show today?
Some exciting stuff.
It is. The National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012.
Or, in other words, watch your civil rights go down the toilet.
It's said to be unconstitutional,
yep,
against civil liberties, and just one more link in the chain of government tyranny.
Yes.
The act covers a number of things, but what's receiving attention is the section covering the detention of persons the government suspects of involvement in terrorism.
Even American citizens. That's the whole thing. If you're an American citizen and we think that you're involved with terrorism, we're just going to lock you away. Because what we think you are accused of, not charged like a regular person under arrest, we're just going to detain you indefinitely. Mm-hmm. Something like Gitmo or Guantanamo Bay.
Right.
So those people are all foreigners being kept without, you know, any recourse or whatever. The countries are begging them to get their citizens back. Whereas this is Americans. They can just pick you up off the street, throw you in the FEMA camps or wherever they're going to put you.
And not even tell anybody.
They don't have
you
to.
You just disappear.
You just disappear.
That's, and for any length of time, whether that's forever or whatever.
And they don't have to admit that they have you.
Right. But did the government ever have to admit anything? In fact, there's policies in place for the government not to have to admit things.
Yes, there is. Yeah,
I can't recall the name of that exactly. I probably have it somewhere here in front of me, but
what the act or the law that's in place?
That actual law about the government not having to disclose or anyway. But the track record of the Obama administration on civil liberties, mm-hmm, is bad as well. And when you talk about Guantanamo, they were supposed to close that at some point, weren't they? And they didn't.
You can take that to the bank. Oh, no, the thing he took to the bank was, we're going to get our troops out of Iraq, sorry.
Right.
But that was one of his promises when he was running for president, yes. We're going to close, that place is unconstitutional. We're holding people against their will, and it's not what we are stand for, and change and hope, and no, it's all bull.
And the whole thing about nobody believing, because of all these things that have gone on, and the White House claiming that they'll only use this new power carefully and with due process, which is highly unlikely.
Well, very highly unlikely. The thing that really scares me or just puts me at, I'm uneasy about, is the fact that this bill that went through the Congress didn't really get that much attention. I'll bet you if you ask 3/4 of Americans what the NDAA is.
Well, at some point, Obama said he wouldn't sign it.
Oh, was that right?
I believe so.
I don't remember that.
But. And then it got signed quietly on New Year's Eve.
That's right, December 31st it took place.
And was that not the birthday of, what was it, 220 years celebration of the Bill of Rights or something?
Could have been. I don't know.
So much for that.
That would have been ironic if it was.
The worst thing about it, I think, is the fact that you kind of wonder what's next.
Well, you have to wonder what's next because it's another event in a long string of events since 9/11 or 9/11.
Leading somewhere, though.
Leading somewhere. If you want to look at lines of parallel that are being drawn, it's the same as when Hitler got elected. he was elected, then he became the head dude, and then he said, this is the laws that are coming into place. And everybody's just like, yeah, whatever. I'm poor, and this guy's, you know, making money. My son's working in the army, and we're doing good now. Oh, we're killing a bunch of Jews, you know, that's too bad. But everybody kept silent about it, everybody, including the church. And so this is going right along the same lines. We're slowly eroding what we're going to be able to do here, and we're going to have no privacy, and they're going to know exactly what we're doing, when we're doing it, and they're going to be able to take us away if they have cause. If they have cause. Not going to get charged, and they're just going to take you away, pluck you. See you later.
Even the what we're doing and when we're doing it, that's going to be eliminated, because we're only going to be able to do what they will allow us or want us to do. And I mean, over there anyways. And I don't know how that's going to work for us. Are we going to follow suit at some time? Are these going to be laws that are somehow in place for us as well, maybe at some point in time? That sort of seems unlikely, but we are very close to the United States. And
oh, yeah, we're almost a puppet state. I mean, half the industry in Canada is American-owned.
But I think the big thing is the fact that Americans, they need to suppress... The government needs to suppress Americans, mm-hmm. because they will, I think they would uprise. You know what I mean?
I think they
And we wouldn't do that here. Really, I don't think. I mean, I just don't, you know.
You think?
I mean, I can't see us. We're much more of a passive country, I think, than really standing up like that. I mean, the laws of guns and the fact that they can carry weapons and, you know, all that stuff. It all kind of adds up, and the Bill of Rights and the amendments, and, you know, with all that, they're very patriotic. Mm-hmm. And although I think the wool's being pulled over everybody's eyes, at some point they're going to want to rebel.
I agree.
Yeah. And the government's setting up for that, because people are becoming wise, and I think there are some things coming in the future, you know, of the United States and of mankind, that it's going to be mayhem.
That's right. And the people who are going to be organizing the disruption to the government, those are the people who are going to get plucked first.
You're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
Okay, we are back, and we're talking about the NDAA. I like to call it the NDAA, but that sounds more like some kind of a...
Civil rights organization.
An organization, yeah. Is there something? The NDAA?
NCAA.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
National College Athletic Association.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue so easy, saying the NDAA.
AA.
But that's how everyone refers to this.
Well, that's the only thing that's going to be able to distinguish one acronym from the next, the way you say it.
So we just talked about this before the break, about, you know, why they would need to do that when nothing really does go on. I mean, they have things in place for they can pretty much do whatever they wanted to a terrorist anyway. But why do they have to make this so that they can do this to anyone, including American citizens? Why do they actually have to put this in place?
They want to be able to put away people who are anti-government, being the government that's there right now, because of their violation of civil rights and their erosion of the amendment.
The whole thing is getting around the civil rights.
Sure.
You know?
Because if you were to actually read the Constitution, which Ron Paul, we were just talking about him, he is a huge advocate of the Constitution, and mm-hmm. he wants that to be the blueprint by which they run the country. But there's laws being passed that stomp all over the Constitution, and there's congressmen and senators who have openly said, forget the Constitution. The Constitution is dead.
Yeah. Well, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. But meanwhile, that's the reason they're there, because the Constitution...
You look at things as well that, I mean, the Constitution was something that was put in place a long, long time ago, but things change, and how much of that should change? I mean, obviously there's amendments, but how far do they go? How far do they take that? But something like this, that's so explicitly not for the people. Yeah. How do they even deal with that? There's nothing anybody can do. And isn't the country, aren't decisions supposed to be made by people?
Well, yes, they're supposed to be made by the people, and
they never are.
No, the representatives of the people in Congress and senators, there is such a big disconnect, which we discussed last week with the what did we discuss, the internet thing? They had no idea what they were even.
I think it all starts
trying to put through.
It all starts from the people, man. They're voting in the wrong people into government, mm-hmm. and I don't really get how even it's always has to be these particular people that are running. You know, it's people with money.
That's all it is.
That's what it's all about.
And then there was a big story yesterday about how Mitt Romney is winning, but he's spending $13 million alone in Florida on ads, and what's his name? Newt spent three.
Right.
So one guy wins over the other, and we've discussed this before, that people buy their...
It's all persuasion and...
They buy their soap the same way they vote for their politicians. They see an ad on the TV, and the more ads they see, the more stuff they'll buy.
And I just saw something about his his ads, and they were asking him about some of his commercials, and that, you know, he approves them. He's at, you know, I'm so and so.
Yeah, I'm Romney,
and I approve these, yeah. But he doesn't even know what's out there because they asked him about some of the things, and he had no idea that they were his. And, you know, well, I'll look into this if that's what, you know, was said on my commercial. And he has no idea. He just hands over the cash, and they put these things out and try and discredit everybody else.
That's all they do. Yeah, they're not giving, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this.
No, it's all about, yeah.
Newt's a bad guy, and he's got skeletons and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
It is very bad.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo in the morning. From Bomber, Lawman, Motorhead.
Just enough.
Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Stringing cans. Have you tried the new tomato juice cans? Oh, they're awesome.
Are they? Much clearer.
As long as you take the label off first.
Today on Tech Talk, we want to talk a little bit about ebooks.
Electronic books.
That's right, electronic books. So many people nowadays are reading their books electronically in a digital format as opposed to reading paper anymore, and magazines and newspapers.
Sure. But are we going to talk about newspapers?
Textbooks.
Yes, but we're talking about ebooks, right?
Right, we're talking about books, but I'm just saying that.
Or do you want to just talk about ebook readers?
Pretty much everybody knows that the readers exist, and I mean, you can read a book now on your smartphone, but I kind of group ebooks into a big lump of not just books. I mean, magazines and newspapers and things like I mentioned, it's all electronic now. Mm-hmm. So I kind of group it all as, you know, reading material or whatever. But do you read paper books at all anymore?
I don't read paper books, no. I just listen to them for the most part.
Paperbacks. Paperback, paper book.
Paperback writer. You know what they say in the background, right?
No.
Frère Jacques.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Wow. They threw all kinds of crazy stuff in their songs.
Those Beatle tunes. But yeah, a lot of people are definitely reading books electronically as opposed to picking up the actual paper. And do you think the publishers are charging less money for those electronic books since they don't have to ship a book or kill a tree?
For the most part, I don't think they're charging that much less for the book, at least not initially.
No, they're not. Absolutely not. So, but they're still crying, not wolf, when you're poor. They're still saying, we need to make more money.
Of course, isn't everybody?
Well, I think they're doing a lot because they want to make sure that whatever system is in place, such as the, you know, what do we have in on the iPad, the Apple thing, is the newsstand? Is that what it's called? No, it's iBooks. iBooks.
Well, there's iBook or iBooks?
I think it's iBooks.
So there's that, and then they do have the newsstand though, and
yeah, that's for magazines and
other newspapers as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and any other periodical publication.
And now we also have, which is part of the new iBooks thing, is the textbook thing.
Yes, you can be able to buy your textbooks, and there's a whole new iTunes U system all wrapped in there too.
Yeah, well, that's crazy stuff. But yeah, reading, I think that it's, I don't know, I want to say a similar experience reading a book on some type of a book reader, because I mean, you can change the back, change the backgrounds and change, you know, things around and make it sort of appear like a book, right?
Sure, brighter or less
sepia
contrast,
and you can change the. I've used the thing in night view and changed the background to black.
That's to be courteous to the person next to you, usually, so it doesn't throw off as much light.
Yeah, but yeah. I.
Do you enjoy reading stuff?
I don't mind it like that in the dark. I've found that it's works pretty good.
So whatever's comfortable on your eyes, and that's what a lot of people are afraid of when reading ebooks is: can I stare at a screen for the same amount of period of time that I can I look actually at a book, and what's it going to look like outside, like reading books at the beach or on my back deck? Is it going to be glossy?
And do we know how that is? Have you ever read a book out at the beach on an e-reader?
Not on an iPad, which is, it's not really that good for looking
right
at outside, unless you put one of those anti-glare deals on.
Should you really be reading a book at the beach anyway?
Well, a lot of people like hanging out at the beach. Beach people like to hang out there, and they just like to relax.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And reading a book is a relaxing activity. Or non-activity. Whatever you want to call that. My eyes are active. They're going back and forth. Lickety-split.
And speaking of your eyes, do we know the reality of the outcome of reading constantly on a device that's shooting off whatever it shoots off for the light?
I don't see any bad news coming from people who I'm sure are doing studies right along that line.
Like, yeah, but I don't think we've been doing it long enough either to really know, I suppose. But I mean, I kind of wonder about that, looking at, you know, some type of a screen.
Eye fatigue.
Yeah, and how does that differ than a computer? Because like a lot of people are, you know, they get that eye fatigue from being on a computer all day, and it's really bad for giving headaches and everything.
Right.
Do people get headaches from reading books on there? I read a lot of stuff on there, and I never really gotten a headache from that as I have from a computer.
Depends on what you're reading, right?
Well, I don't know. It depends on what I'm reading, but
gets you upset. Oh, this book is giving me a headache.
And then the other thing, a consideration is that is all the things that you can do with an e-reader with the book. I mean, as far as marking pages and highlighting things and copying, pasting text, and you know all these different things, and changing the font size and things like that. You can't do with a book.
No, you can't. That's very nice. So, because there are some books out there that have some tiny writing.
Not to mention the fact that you can have a bajillion books in your reader that you can cart around with you. Whereas, you know, if you got a book collection, it's at home or it's in boxes somewhere.
Yeah.
There's no room for that.
No, there isn't. That's a very nice thing. You could have, you know, literally hundreds of books on your tablet.
Yeah, I think that's a great thing. And I have a lot of books on mine.
Oh, is that right? Yeah.
Do you read anything on there, really, like as far as magazines and newspaper and anything?
Magazines. Not so much newspapers. Newspapers mostly have either a decent enough website, or they write apps that, you know, are basically portals into their website, you know. But magazines, for sure. Tech magazines, for the most part.
Yeah.
And guitar. What am I saying? Guitar magazine. The actual guitar magazine? Is that what I subscribe to?
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, too. The subscriptions. Subscribing to the magazines and newspapers and book clubs or whatever. I mean, you can just subscribe to everything.
Yep. And they let you know, hey, your new book is waiting for you in your iBook, or the new issue of Distro magazine is waiting for you in your newsstand.
Now, it's and it's actually right in there, like subscribing to a podcast, same type of thing. Because I don't actually subscribe to us.
Yeah. Same type of thing. It gives you a little, you know, notification thing. Yeah.
And you'd say, I think that's awesome, man. I think it's very cool. And I think that, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are still sort of afraid of, you know, switching or the technology. And I think it's definitely something that they should check out or try, especially if you like to read a lot and you like to always, you know, you have a book with you all the time or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can keep so much with you. But then there's the other thing as far as actually collecting books. You know what I mean? If you're a book collector, you like to collect first editions, you like the, you know, the look, feel, and putting your books smell on display, and the smell of paper, sure. Yeah. And all the hands they've been through.
If you didn't buy the book brand new, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, there's obviously reasons why, you know, people will continue to buy books and, you know, and they want the hardcover, you know, and right, collecting and having them signed. I wonder if there's anything in place for signing ebooks. Hey, you bring your reader somewhere and have somebody be able to sign your ebook? That'd be sweet. See, that's an app that needs developing.
It sure does.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
And this week's quote or quip comes from Thomas Jefferson.
This is a quote for sure.
And he says, "The people are the ultimate guardians of their own liberty." And it's true. Whether or not anybody will choose to believe that, the government certainly wouldn't, but I think that at some point in time, people are going to have to do something.
Something is going to happen, absolutely.
Because they can't just keep being repressed that badly and have their rights taken away from them.
No, of course not.
That's what's happened. The Americans seem to be having their rights stripped away from them under their noses. The funny thing is, though, that there's people sitting around a table right now violently disagreeing with the whole thing, but it's, will they do anything?
Desperate, you know what I mean? Times will call for desperate measures.
At some point it will. And it's really going to be something to see. We're going to line up across the river with popcorn here.
Yeah.
And we're going to just watch like fireworks, because there's going to be mayhem. And something's going to, crazy is going to go on, because at that point in time when there's that civil rivalry, it's going to be crazy.
Are people going to escape to Canada?
Well, I don't know.
I'd have to think so, that there's, people will want to
get out. I think they'll want to.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then that's when Canada will say, maybe we should have tightened our border too.
Yeah, we're going to come up with our own National Defense Authorization Act and capture Americans.
Will the Americans try to hold everybody in? Like, they'll be out in the middle of the river saying, no, you're not going away, you're stuck here, kind of thing. They're not going to let people leave.
All I can say is I just hope and wish for the best for the American people.
Yeah, they're being taken advantage of, for sure, by the people who they elected, but, you know, due to apathy in the election scene, based on the show we're seeing now from the Republicans, it's hard to blame them. Like, who's the worst guy there and who's the not so worst guy there? Is that who you vote for? Like, what the heck?
I don't know. Somewhere everything went wrong. And it all boiled down to greed. And now it boils down to time to go home.
Yes, let's boil it down and get the heck out of here. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.